that on. Can you make it a little bit louder? Good enough. Everybody knows it's Yeshua and Emunah's anniversary. Mazel tov.
Mazel tov.
Mazel tov. You want to do a big mitzvah? Can you sit on the floor?
Let
the
woman sit. Really,
yeah, really?
It really is.
Okay. Okay, we got to sing it. And also, my holy brother here got married, Mamash Mazel Tov. What's your holy bride's name?
Sharon Batella.
Grandma.
Yeah? What do you say, darling? She is the cutest girl in the world. Okay, let's go to A, to A major.
Let's some more people. Let's some more people.
Hey, you show me the Yehuda. I'm
have to sing a new song for Tzemach David. This is Gewalt. Let's go to Iman. Michael from Haifa is getting married. I don't know if I'll be at the wedding because I'll still be in Poland, but I gotta
have to be.
Okay, I'll try my best.
No excuses.
Brother, you're right. It's E major, yeah? Exactly 4 years ago. You know, for whom? For Jerry Katz. Remember? going to Sister Russia. Russia has already two babies for me. Children, and it's a good heart, yeah? Okay, everybody knows the Heilige Reb Sholem Shachner, son of the angel, the son of the Malach, that was his father first when he was young. So when he was 14, he got married. The Shachner was Reb Shleime Kaline. And on the way to the Chuppah, they passed by Berditchev. Be Shabbos in Berditchev. So everybody knows the Heilige Berditchev was in the Shom of Rabbi Akiva, but he daven was fire. Shom Shachna stood still, barely moved with his lips, didn't see anything. And you know, Shom Shachna was dressed like a prince, you know, Shom Shachna. He had like a golden shawl. And the whole time during davening, he was playing with his shawl, and his lips barely moved. The chassidim of mamish disgusted, you know. Rebbe daven's fine, hips, Rebbe at 14 years old. But Rebbe Yitzchak Berditchev waited for him to Shmonasra. That's not so simple. But they said, oh, he gives him COVID. Mizrach Mishamak is any COVID, nothing to it. Anyway, the chassidim knew that he is mamish nothing. So, Sunday afternoon, give me how many. The Heilige Reb Shleime Kaline takes Reb Shleime Shachner and they're leaving Berditchev. And the Heilige Berditchev says, I want to walk with you to the outskirts of the city. And the most unbelievable thing happened. The Heilige Berditchev, danced backward from his house to the end of the city. Not to be believed. So Chassidim says, this is too much, you know. Obviously the Rebbe doesn't see who he is. You gotta tell him. So Rebbe Yitzchak after he danced so many streets backward, they said, Rebbe, you don't want to hurt your feelings, but don't you think you overdid it a little bit? It doesn't look like much. So he wants you to join me in the Heilige Berditchev. This is what he said. You think I danced alone? Do you really think I danced alone? I saw Elianovi dancing. Elianovi, your Tishbe was dancing backward. So I had to join him. So give out to the young, will your Tishbe, and your Gilodi, the from here on your way. Anyway, I want to bless Yeshua and Amunmane and all the people of children, Bokshan, me also, and all of us, and those who don't have children yet, they should have it soon. And you know we should dance backwards. Our children are going, you should dance back right before them. You want to sit down?
No, I'm fine, but Reb Mordechai said he's coming.
Heli Reb Mordechai, I know what
I'm
going to do.
And my holy father-in-law is here coming too, and Zadie coming. Zadie!
Unbelievable. Hey, Micha. Hey, just a minute. Here's Mama's big place. Come here.
It's the radio.
I'm a few days younger than you.
I tell you what, Mirale, you're smaller.
Switch, yeah.
You go here.
Yeah, which is good. Hasi wants to sit on you.
Are we going to go one more?
Okay, Mazel Tov, Heilige Seide.
Hi, Micha.
Okay, good. Come here fast.
I'll be right there.
There you go. Okay, Micha, go in here, Shana Kapoor. But can you say too fast because it's late?
You said I'll
this one?
No, the one before.
Just make sure that this is together. They have you're blacking up a lot of people, Peter. I love you. Okay, Hebre, now I need your mommy to sit down, Hebre. Shake it. I really don't have anything new to say, but I'm just saying it anyway. I love you, Mila, but forget everything. From this minute on, everything's forget. You mean your leather jacket?
Mm-hmm.
It's here somewhere. Where is it? He's sitting on it. It's not a jacket anymore, it's a pillow. Forget it. Okay, forget it. I'm going to say Gewalt Teure. Maybe someone said, but I didn't see it anyway. You know, when the Moshe wanted to give the Torah to the world, so first they said, what does it say? Besitzach, don't kill. It's hard for us, right? And then he asked, Neishmor, the sin of hard for us. The way the world is learning Pshat, that they said, we can't do it, we don't want to do it. I want to say different Torah. You know, when someone says to me, can you live like the Baal Shem Tov?
I'll say, I'll tell you the truth. The way I am now, I'm not on the level. So I'm so afraid I'll always fall. I'll get up again, but I'll always fall. How come we eaten? Why did we say we'll do it? Didn't we think, weren't we afraid maybe we'll fall down also?
Can he have a treble to his voice, possibly?
Good. See, you're loud.
It's important.
Yeah. The louder you make it, the better it's good for me. I think it was. You hear, friends? Oh, no, it's good. God comes to the world, they say we can't do it. God comes to us heathen. I mean, the whole time is full, we always did everything wrong, right? Well, what's the answer? The answer is, we knew one thing, we'll always come back. We'll always come back. We'll always come back. You know, the acid test is not how good are you when you're good. The acid test to know how much you're connected is, how much do you want to come back? How much you want to come back? You know, we heathen, there is no nation in the world who's driven out for 2,000 years and came back, right? Because the acid test of us heathen is that we can come back after 2,000 years. The acid test of a yid, and I don't want to say anything bad, but the Vachemtev is not the acid test of a yid. He's a Vachemtev. Right? All the rabbis, they're not the acid test. The acid test is a push to yid, right? They always come back. They always come back. You see, what we even said, Nasim and Ishmael, if you fall down, I don't care, I'll always come back. I always come back. What was the Chet Eitz Hadas? What was really the sin of Adam? It's not that he ate the tree of knowledge. You always, we ate more than one wrong apple, right? The matter says, and God says to Adam, did you eat? He says, not in the Lashon Hava that he ate. He says, I will eat. You know what he said to God? I'm lost. I'll never come back. Forget it. You can't talk to me anymore. God says, okay, I'm sorry. I can keep you in paradise. Why did you make the golden calf? Why did we make the golden calf? Simply because we realized without Moshe, we were so afraid we won't be able to come back. I look at myself, I know I won't be able to do it. So let's forget it. Why should I wait until I fall down next week? I take a golden calf right now. Forget it. Why did Aaron HaKohen make the golden calf? What's Aaron HaKohen all about? Aaron HaKohen is the master of coming back. Coming back. I want to tell you something awesome. And this time I just want you to open your hearts to the deepest depths. Okay, I meet this girl for the first time. I love her very much. I'm madly in love with her. I mean, she look at my face, I'm glowing, right? That's Tiferet. I had a big fight, didn't see her for 2,000 years. Then I meet her again. You know the way I'm glowing? It's not Tiferet, this is Hod. Hod Vahoda. Hod Vahoda. Something else. See, Aaron HaKohen is Hod. Why did Aaron HaKohen make the golden calf? He wanted the heathen to know, you can always come back. You can always come back. And here comes the deepest turn in the world. Everybody knows that on Shavuos is Kabbalah Sotor of Torah Shebikzav. And like Ba'omer is Torah Shebalpeh. Because basically Rav Shimon Yochai is the biggest Talmud of Rav Akiva, right? Rav Akiva is the master of Torah Shebalpeh. And And it's the same thing, you know, halt vor Rotte. Imagine I say a Gewalt teurer, when while I'm saying it, that's deferred. When some of my chaver tell it back to me, right? That's halt, right? Halt vor Rotte. So, Reb Shimon Yechoi is not Reb Akiva, but he's his biggest talent. And he's saying over the Torah. Remember the Gemara says, Reb Shimon Yechoi is tamtzis min ha-tamtzis. The depths, the deepest, deepest depths of Reb Akiva. So this is Lag BaOmer. Everybody knows Moshe Rabbeinu is Torah Shebikzav. Aaron HaKohen is Torah Shebapeh. Because it says, Kesif Se Kohen Yishmur Das, the Torah Yivakshu Mipiyu. Aaron HaKohen is the one Torah Shebapeh. If everybody knows, this is the oral tradition, everybody can add. Everybody can add endlessly, endlessly. What was the first Torah Shebapeh? The first Torah Shebapeh is that Aaron HaKohen made the golden calf. Nobody told him, and he knew it's wrong. And everybody knows that Torah Shebapeh was only written when it was also wrong, right? Because you're not permitted to write it down. So the whole, everything of Torah Shebapeh begins a little bit wrong, right? You see, Torah Shebikzav is, or the Marishan was driven out from paradise. Because what God told him is Torah Shebikzav. He didn't keep it. Driven out from paradise. Torah Shebapeh begins, I'm doing wrong, but I'm going back to paradise. I force myself back to paradise. And I want to share something awesome with you. You know, Torah Shebapeh has two levels. Torah Shebapeh is Gemara, the Rashba, the Ktzos HaChoshen, belongs to every Yid. There's one part of Torah Shebapeh. But imagine the Ktzos HaChoshen was sitting all night learning. Rabbi Kreger was up all night, right? That Torah Shebapeh is Mamish just Rabbi Kreger, just the Ktzos HaChoshen. It's not all the Yid. It begins with one Yid, and then it becomes part of all the Yid. Torah Shebikzav the other way around. It belongs to all the Yidin, and then every Yid can do with it what he wants to, what he can, right? But Torah Shebapeh is one Yid. One Yid. Pesach Sheni is the first day of Aaron HaKohen. What's Pesach Sheni all about? Everybody knows, but all the rabbis say that Nen as Vloyos a mitzvah, if you want to do a mitzvah, you can't do it. It's Mana Olaf HaKosov Kilo, so you get paid in heaven like you did it. So, why were they so sad? Yeah, I get paid like all the heathen. But what's about me? Let's put it this way, Seder, everybody is a Seder, right? But then is my Seder, your Seder. Every Yid said, oh, something else. This is the deepest Torah Shebapeh, right? God, with them missing that. Everybody knows Pesach Sheni is the one who carried the coffin of Nodav HaNavir. What's Nodav HaNavir all about? You know what they wanted? Okay, so we made the golden calf. We made the golden calf. So it's again all of Israel. So we make a Mishkan, belongs to all of Israel. What about just me? Just me. So Aaron HaKohen goes in for all the Yidden. What about a Yidden? Eish so, he's far from Yiddishkeit, he's far from everything. Doesn't know what to do with himself. Amish is running into the Kodesh Kedoshim. So Nodav HaNavir is basically, is also Torah Shebapeh, right? So the people who carried the coffin, they learned the secret of Torah Shebapeh from Nodav HaNavir. What did Nodav HaNavir want? they want the most. They want the most. You know, when we do a mitzvah, I'm happy I did it. I don't care if I don't feel, I mean, if I'm not blowing my mind from the light of the mitzvah. No different if we want to blow their minds every second. What is Torah Shabbat? I'm learning, right? Can I add to the Torah now? Unless I want something so deep. I want something so unbelievable. You know, you learn something, it's good. Your inside note of an avio tells you, no, it's not enough yet. Gotta be better. Gotta be more than that. And more than that. You know, what's Elyonovi all about? Why is he living forever? Because whatever God gives him is not enough. I know there's more to it. I know there's more to it. You know, some people get old, and they're thinking, I saw everything. I learned everything. I know everything. I saw every heat, so what am I hanging around? Elyonovi, remember I told you once, Elyonovi says, I can't leave the world because a lot of heathen haven't seen yet. Elyonovi wants so much to see every heat. Elyonovi is so much away, you know, every heat. Every little heathen has something which nobody else has. And I cannot leave this world until I saw it. What's Shimon Yechor? What is Israel Torah? What's the secret of the Torah? You know, you can live without it. You can manage. Gotta be more to it. Mamish all the time, mamish all the time. There has to be more to it. You know, why is Rabbi Akiva mamish saying Torah on every letter, on the keser of every letter? Because his heart tells him this. So everybody knows this month is Yisocha. Yoide bin Aleitim. What's Yisocha all about? Chochmes, someone gives me over Torah and I say it's beautiful. Bina, Yoide bin Aleitim. There has to be more to it. There has to be more to it. But you know something very deep. Those two sisters. Rachel wanted more of Yaakov because she wanted children. This is the more she wanted. You know what Leah wanted? She wanted a surprise from Yaakov. Something special. A special night. Which nobody planned. Just, it's so beautiful. So everybody knows that night. When Rachel says, okay, I give you up, Yaakov, for one night. That is the night when Yisrael was born, if you remember. Remember? Rachel wanted to have children, and the woman found those herbs. So Rachel says to Leah, give me a little bit from those herbs. So Rachel says, basically she tells him, you know, at least I have children, you have Yaakov Avinu all the time. Because Yaakov was living by Rachel. So she's okay, tonight Yaakov will come to you. And this is even too awesome to tell. The mother says, you know, Leah, obviously he was never wearing any cosmetics. That night she put a lot of cosmetics. Because she wants to be so beautiful tonight. It's a special night, right? You know what Bina is? It has to be deeper than this. It has to be deeper. You know, why is Yisrocha the head of Sanhedrin? Won't you know something? Two witnesses come and they say, God forbid, and say, Moshe killed Yaakov. Never happened, Chas V'Shalom, right? So everybody knows the whole story. Yisrocha says there has to be more to it. There has to be so much more to it. And the way they paskin is mamash from the deepest, mamash from the deepest, deepest, deepest depth. Let me ask you something. You know why the moon is always, after it's full, it goes down again? Because the moon says to God, there's got to be more to it. Why was the moon at the beginning? What's the moon telling God? Two lights cannot have the same amount. Because the moon says, yeah, the sun is beautiful. The light you gave is beautiful. Got to be more to it. The worship, can't you give me more light? So God says, okay. The only way of getting more light is, you always start from the beginning. I give you the light, and you stop. You say, I am Hashem. I want more than that. So you socha, every month they know exactly. They are so much in tune with the moon. Always wants more. So this is Chodesh Iyar. I want you to know something. Imagine I'm coming to the Holy Wall, right? And you know something? I was by the wall 1,000 times. I'm not really expecting anything. But it's good, you know. Shrine, go to the wall. Knock off a little mouth, you know. Whenever you expect more, the glowing of more, this Arana kind. Always more, more, more. What's Torah? You know why is it so heartbreaking when you see those professors of Kabbalah, right? It's the biggest joke in the world. It's the biggest joke in the world. They don't want more because they want to serve God with more, because they want to know more. It's a subject, right? Learning it, I'm teaching it. Because the deepest question is, how deep does it reach you? How deep does it reach you? I want you to open your heart. Why is Aaron a coin? Why are we always coming back? Because it reaches me so deep. It reaches me so deep. I can't live without it. I can't live without it. Why is the Torah I'm learning day and night? If I can live without it, I'm not putting so much energy into it. Why is in the college, you're learning a few hours and you need a vacation. A professor needs a vacation in the worst way. For 4 weeks he doesn't want to think of the subject he's teaching. Because his life doesn't depend on it. Yes, livelihood, but not his life. A yid, if you're learning Torah, it's not normal, right? Remember we're learning, do you ever stop breathing? I say, listen, I need a vacation, I'm breathing all my life. I'm sick and tired of it, right? I don't say that, because my life depends on it, right? If a yid will tell you, you know, I need a vacation from Shabbos, really, it's going on my nerves. Every 7 days, the same thing. If this is what you think of Shabbos, well, I'll take a vacation, you know? What's Shabbos all about? Can't live without Shabbos, right? You know, on what does Torah Shabbat Peh depend? To learn Torah, add to the Torah, only when your very life depends on it. If you can live without it, forget it. Remember, we're learning it 1,000 times. I would like that one time a person who's not so much into it should make up a good, safer commentaries on the Torah, right? I never heard it. I never heard a Torah from a conservative rabbi or a reform rabbi or from a professor of the Bible to say any epis, say something, right? Nothing. Because their life doesn't depend on me. Why are we always new? Every year, thousands of new Torahs come down every portion of the week. For the sake of our Torah. The Aron HaKohen, it says, the nefesh l'yitama ba'amav. Basically, a Kohen cannot be Metame himself for a dead person, right? Everybody knows when Chava ate the tree of knowledge, suddenly she was mamish dying. And she says to Adam, I don't want to die alone. I'm so afraid. So it says, Ki im l'sh'eva hakov. Mamish, right away the Torah says, for your wife you can. And then it says a mes mitzvah. Was there ever a bigger mes mitzvah than Chava? Suddenly one person alone in the world dying. Nobody there. So everybody knows Aaron HaKohen is the deepest fixing of Olam HaRishon. I remember we were learning it that Pesach is a fixing of the tree of knowledge, of the food we ate. Because the matzah is mamish from the tree of life. But what's about Olam HaRishon giving up and saying, okay, I'm sorry, I did it, I'll never be good again. Don't you know you can always come back? Don't you know when God says something to you, it reaches so deep that you have to come back? So this is the fixing of Pesach Sheni. Pesach Sheni is the fixing that I have to come back. Why am I coming back? Because my life depends on it. And you see, Rabbi Akiva is, I want to die for it. Shimon Yochai never said this. Shimon Yochai Marish was living from it. Something else. And why are we making a Yom Tov Rabbi Shimon Yochai passed away? Because he was on the level of Nodav HaNavir. He didn't die because it was time to leave. He just gave his neshama back to God. And everybody knows that day he revealed secrets, but you cannot stay alive and reveal the secrets. So why did he reveal them? Because he can't live without them. And one more very, very, very important thing. Remember, we're learning it 1,000 times. The last Torah is La'enek HaYisrael, God says to Moshe, thank you for breaking the tablets. La'enek HaYisrael, in front of the eyes of all of Israel. If you remember, the Zohar Kodesh says, to the eyes of Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, the Holy Temple was never destroyed. It's only to our eyes. That means they are tzaddikim, which are so holy, they mamash the Beis HaMikdash all the time. So, it says, Moshe Rabbeinu broke the tablets, but only Le'enei Kol Yisrael. The Yidden thought, it's broken. Oh, what's the fixing? Bereishis Bara Elokim, you have to start all over again. So Aaron HaKohen is the master. Why is Aaron HaKohen sitting in the Beis HaMikdash? Because the Beis HaMikdash is that you always can come back. Remember, friends, we were learning there's two kinds of tshuva. Remember, we're learning it. What's the difference between living in somebody else's house and my own house? And knock on somebody's house, 2 in the morning, I'm dirty, filthy. 2 in the morning, first. Now you're knocking, you smell so bad, it's disgusting. Oh, well, what do you want, right? You have to make 2 million excuses. When you come back to your own house, you know what they tell you? We're waiting for you. We're so glad you're back. If you remember learning it today, there's two ways of greeting the Baal Shuva. Some people say, Baal Shuva, hey, you smell so bad, you're dirty, you're filthy, you did so many averes. You better take a little holy shower and then start doing Shuva. That means they didn't get home. It means they got somebody else's house, right? The Emes Shuva is when you meet someone and say, I'm so glad you came. What's the Beis HaMikdash all about? Think Aaron HaKohen, then someone came and would say, hey, what's going on there? You're bringing a chatas? Oh, what did you do? I'm ashamed to hear it. Let me first bring my earphones, I don't want to hear it. Anna Kain says, Mamish Gewalt, you came back. You bring a chattas, Gewalt. I was waiting for you. I was waiting for you. So you see, Aaron O'Coin is the master of making a house for you. You see, the deepest fixing of the golden calf is because we thought we cannot come back. We won't come back. If you fall down, that's it. And I know already now I'll fall down. If you remember, there's a lot of Torahs and Rebbes. What's happening to us after Yom Kippur? The first day, Mamish, I promised God 2,000 things, and then the first day I don't do it, so I give up, right? That's the golden calf again. What's the fixing? 4 days later, I make sukkahs, right? What a chutzpah, you know, you're supposed to be holy from Yom Kippur to sukkahs, right? So say, I'm not going into the sukkah, right? Hey, but it's Aaron HaKohen, right? Yeah, it's true, I did a little tshuvah on Yom Kippur. And the mamash didn't keep anything, but who cares? Kol Ezra Pishol Yeshiv HaSukkah is right. Sukkah is my home. My deepest home. Anyway, you see, on one hand, they're coming back to Eretz Yisrael, but then, like Ba'ayma, we celebrate that we never left. Because just Le'enei Kol Yisrael. It looks like we made the golden calf. It looks like the Beis Hamikdash is destroyed. It looks like this heat is not from. It looks like this heat, who knows what he did. Ah, but according to Reb Shimon Yochai, it never happened. You know what the Ishbitz says? The Mashiach is coming, it'll be clear to us. God says, remember the Torah? The Mashiach is coming, it'll be clear to us, Me'etzadas Toiv. Look, all Lazarus. It'll be clear to us, he only ate the good part. He never ate the bad part. Remember the unbelievable Torah, the Holy Baal Shem Tov said to his chassidim, I'd like to show you a real good mincha. So he takes them to the marketplace, and they see, you watch this Moshe here, watch him. It's getting later. All the yid on the marketplace go to Davar Mincha, and he's selling his apples. And obviously, a lot of customers, getting later. So where's his mincha? 11 o'clock at night, suddenly Moshe looks up to heaven. He sees it's already dark. Middle of the night. He's, oh, Rabbi Einsteiner. I'm so sorry. I forgot to daven mincha. What Hashem says, Gewalt. Did you ever hear such a mincha? See, this is the mincha of the Beis Hamikdash. Gewalt, am I doing it when I realize I didn't do it? Gewalt, am I doing it? You know what Chaskele Kuzma says? He says, Shuva Hashem Hashvisenu. Shuva Hashem Hashvisenu. He says, but saying, Rabbi Shalom, can you do Shuva for me? Shuva Hashem Hashvisenu. Vajnum Shutu, the Shuva we have to do. So the Torah says, Vashuva Hashem Hashvisenu. Gotta do Shuva for us. Gotta do Shuva. Not us here. It'll be clear to us suddenly that we never moved an inch. We never moved an inch. So anyway, we mamish, you know. Maybe like the Omer was a Gevalt Yontif in former good days, every year it gets stronger. It gets deeper and deeper and deeper. And once you know, it's not only adding to the Torah. Every Yid is one letter in the Torah. There's Torah Shabbat Pei adding to a Yid. I was once on television with that sounding commercial. They asked me, what's the difference between you and the others? I say, everyone is concerned with answering a Shveren Rambam, a hard Rambam. I'm concerned with answering a Shveren Yid. Because, have a kasha on this Yid. But why don't you keep Shabbos? Think about kasha, right? So I'm trying to answer it. So the answer is, you have to invite this Yid for Shabbos, and you'll keep Shabbos, right? Very simple. Give mamish a test in Shabbos. So I just want you to know, Chavre, I want to bless you and me. We should be privileged to add to the Torah. But you know, when you walk on the street and someone sees you, and for 1 second he's more of a Jew because of you, well, that is the deepest Torah Shabbat Pei, right? You're adding. Then there's Torah Shabbat Pei of the world, right? When the world sees us, like Avraham Avinu, say, Gevalt, it's so good to be a Yid, right? Think of all the Jews. It's adding to God's name of the world. So right from Aaron HaKohen, we're going to Yosef HaTzadik. Yosef HaTzadik is the king of the world. Yosef HaTzadik is feeding the whole world. Sumane Elakim Le'odin HaKol Mitzrayim. Remember the Vishnu says, I made God the master of Mitzrayim. Not God made me the master of Mitzrayim, I made God the master of Mitzrayim. Anyway, I just wanted you to bless Yeshua and me. We're going next week to Vienna. As Mamash Sumane Elakim Le'odin HaMitzrayim. We should be privileged to add to God's name in the world. We should be, and I have to tell you something very important. Some of you know, some of you don't know. You know, 3 years ago we were in Poland, it was Gewalt. You know, I know besides sending a commercial when I give a concert. When the concert is mediocre, they invite me right back. If the concert is Gewalt, they may never invite me back, or maybe only after many years, till it wears off, they don't remember how good it was. Because the world, if something is real good, they're afraid of it. Mamish good, they can't stand. Good, they like. Gewalt, afraid of it. Anyway, 3 years ago, everybody was there, the whole Chevra, right? Was not from this world, right? And I'll tell you something else which is heartbreaking. I think I told you. Someone spoke to the bishop in Lodz and says to him, what can we do to bring the Polish people to love the Jews more? So he says, why don't you send Shlomo Kalibach and the Chevra back? So you would think that they're sending me back the next day. No. Didn't even occur to him. He told it to me and was smiling. You would have told him to send back, you know, Rabbi Max Cohen from Temple, you know, of the Living Bagel, they would send him back the next day, right? Because it's stupid, right? But anyway, the great miracle happened that a few weeks ago, they have a new man for Poland, Amosha Gewalt, one of the best. So he came back and he says, you know, wherever I go, the Polish people say, when is he coming back? So we're going back with Hashem on June 9th till the 18th. And anyway, Yeshua and Mimi and Micha will be the headquarters to find out about it. It doesn't cost very much, because especially on Meretz Yisrael to go there. Every person who comes is mamish Torah Shabbat Pei. Is mamish adding. Because every person wants to talk to us. And besides everything else, I'm sure you know that. Gewalt, gewalt. You know, during the Second World War, thousands of babies were left by non-Jewish neighbors. What should they do, Nebuch? They grew up. What should they say? Want to go to yeshiva? Where should he go? Where should she go? So he grew up as going. And inside, never told anybody. It's only in the last few years that they told their children that they're Yidden. So we are talking now 50 years later. And again, those children, whom should they talk to? I don't want to say anything bad. The establishment put people there. They don't even talk to anybody. Just to give you a taste without saying anything terrible, one of the top people America sent for Yiddishkeit, a witness, someone told me that this person was there, and suddenly a young man, 22 years old, he says, I want you to know my grandmother was Jewish. And he says, I traveled for 26 hours by bus, by train, to come to see you. He says, I don't have time now, come back next Tuesday. He says, I can't come on next Tuesday. He says, I don't care. And he slams the door in his face. This is the messenger of the establishment in Poland. Heartbreaking. Heartbreaking, heartbreaking. So we must have to go back. So I want, Mamash, I want you to be aware of it. It's give out. And, you know, friends, we always talk so much the world. It's not true. Sure, there are some more like there are some bad people in the world. But there are also some good people in the world. You know what the Holy Son says? But this is the acid test that we are the chosen people. Because only the bad people of the world hate us. The good people love us. The good people in the world, mamish, they have such deep longing to know who the Yidden are. Such deep longing. So whoever can come, and besides everything else, I want to bless you, me, and all of us. Our learning should be so much deeper. Someone reminded me, I said once to Teurele, the Gemara says they were driven out from the Holy Land because they didn't say the blessings over the Torah. So most humbly he said, which bracha didn't they say? So he said, they didn't say the bracha v'harefno Hashem Elokeinu. They said all the brachas, but not v'harefno. They didn't say the bracha v'harefno makes the Torah sweet. Makes the Torah sweet. I want you to know something very deep. If you know how sweet the Torah is, then you know how sweet Yidden are, right? Because every Yid is one letter of the Torah. And if you know how sweet Yidden are, then you have also tasted how sweet the world is. Because that's, if you love your child, are you putting it in the most terrible surroundings? No, you put it in a good place, right? If the world should put us in this world, obviously the world is sweet also. And if it's not so sweet yet, it needs a little bit stirring, right? You know, sugar, if it's in tea, you won't taste it. You have to stir it all the time, right? So we have to wake up the world. Anyway, I want you, friends, the Sovereign says one thing everybody knows, that Chodesh Nissen, is for all Yidden. Chodesh Iyar is for us Omer. Svatam Lochem. Every Yid by himself. That means the fixing of Nissen is Klal Yisrael, and Iyar is every Yid by himself. Every Yid by himself. And I most humbly added that Odom and Chava is the same way. Odom and Chava, they are the father and the mother of the world, but then it's private. Odom and Chava, right? They're private people also. And their fixing is Chodesh Iyar. What's their fixing? The fixing is that we don't give up. Celebration, if I missed it, please let me do it again. And what is the fixing of Rav Shimon Yochai? You know, just imagine Rav Akiva has 24,000 students and nothing is left. Wouldn't you give up? He didn't give up. Starts all over again. And this Rav Shimon Yochai. Rav Shimon Yochai is from the Talmidim after he lost everyone. We should never lose anybody anymore. And you know, friends, why did the students of Rabbi Akiva take off doing Sfira? Because just remember, Sfira is a vigil. Pesach, you can make it if you're just in love with Yiddishkeit. If you're not madly in love with every Jew. If you're not madly in love with every letter of the Torah. Here, if you don't love every Jew, if you don't give him so much COVID. You know what it means to love every Jew? Not I love you, every Jew. To love every Jew means I realize that this one Yid is one Yid in the world. I have to tell you an unbelievable story. It doesn't have really anything to do with it. To give you a taste. I heard from a Yid, he told me a story that in his house when he was little, the refrigerator was in the bedroom. He didn't know the refrigerator was in the bedroom. Every Friday, a Yid would come, let's say Moishele, and bring ice. And his father would pay for the ice, take the ice, and then throw it out. Because they had a fridge in there. You only need ice if you don't have a fridge in there. So obviously this Yidel who brings the ice didn't know that they have a fridge in there. One day Nebuch, this Yidel had died, they put a fridge in the kitchen. And this is the story. This Yidel, the ice man, once did his father a big favor. And Nebuchadnezzar wanted to pay him back. But he knew if we just give him money, he won't take it. So he bought ice from him. But he would see the fridge there. He would know he just wants to give him the money. His father, this Yidele, father was a shoemaker, simple Yidele on the east side, right? Such Edelkeit, right? What do we know, right? Shlonoga COVID, they were saying. You know why they didn't give COVID to each other? You do nothing. What do I know, right? What do I know when you keep your fridge in? What do I know? What do we know about? Anyway, Mamish, good yontiv. And, you know what's the first sign of Torah Shabbat Peh? That even after you know everything, you really know you don't know, right? You Mamish know you don't know. You know, Rab Chaim Briske never paskened, because the Mamish don't know, right? You know, it's very crazy. All the big poskim were not the biggest lomdim. Because if you reach levels you don't know, you cannot paskin. Because you have 50,000 sides to every side, right? You know, Rav Shlomo Heiman, my rabbi, never paskin. He always go to Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe was a big goyim of Poisek, but he was not this awesome depth. So he said, okay, that's what it is, right? So Shavuos is Mamash Torah Shabbat, the Poskim. You're there, this is what it is. Yes, I know, of course, it's Tev. It's all Torah Shabbat, right? Torah Shabbat Peh, I don't know. One more thing everybody knows, Torah Shabbat was given in Chutz La'aretz. Because it's for the whole world. Torah Shabbat Peh, Rav Akiva, Rav Shimon Yochai is only in Eretz Yisrael. Ein Torah Gitaros Eretz Yisrael. What's the deepest depth of Eretz Yisrael? Hello, over to Shira Eker, because what you see, you don't see anything yet. God says, I have to show you. Chutz Lo'aretz, what I see, that's what I see, right? Yisrael, what I see. Why we were driven out from Eretz Yisrael? Because we hated each other. Why did we hate each other? I see that you're wrong. I see you're obnoxious. Eretz Yisrael is the land, I don't know anything. It's deeper. Yisocha. Yoide Pinalitim. The deepest depth. And then the fixing of this mantis is the right kidney. Kloyus Yoitzas. Remember the Gemara says, how does Avraham Avinu know what he has to do? Remember the Gemara says, Shteku Yoitzav Nasulog Shtesi for Torahs. His kidneys were full of Torah. You know what that means? The inside. There's a Torah from your head, there's a Torah from the Neshama, and the inside of the inside. Inside of the inside. You know, you cannot understand secrets unless your kidneys are fixed. Your spiritual kidneys are fixed. Deepest depths, deepest depths. So, we should have a taste in the Torah. And at least for moments sometimes, should be clear to us that Le'ene Kol Yisrael, the tablets were never broken. This Hamikdash was never destroyed. When you look at the Yid, it should be clear to you this Yid is Mamash, the Holy of Holies. And whatever you saw this Yid in a driving a car on Shabbos, that's what you saw. In heaven, they didn't see it. They didn't see it at all. Mamash Yeshua and Amunah Mamash, bless you Mamash. Bless you, Mamash. So simcha yisiga. You should have the best kids in the world. You should have the biggest house in the world. And you should be privileged to add to the Torah, add to Yidden, add to Eretz Yisrael. And the greatest blessing is wherever you are, when you leave, it should be more than when you came. You know, sometimes we meet people, when we say goodbye to them, we are the same. Sometimes you meet Torah Shabbat Pei, Torah Shabbat Pei people, and when they walk away, you're not the same anymore. You're about 2,000 million miles higher. Anyway, where's my guitar? I want to give it to you. say something fast before I forget it. What's the biggest fixing of the world? See, I was telling you the world didn't receive the Torah because it said we are so afraid we won't keep it and we'll fall down. What's the fixing of Ruth? She said, Barshatu Musi Omis, Omis Barshatu Lini Olin, right? She says, I'm ready, if I'm Machal Shabbos, I'm ready, Mamash, to be punished. I'm ready to fall down, right? Because it's so special to be part of the Torah, even if I fall down, I don't care, right? So this, the first day of Shavuot is a fixing of Sin. Second day is a fixing of everything. Okay, so you won't do it. But I'm still connected to it. I'm still connected to it. I'd rather not do and be connected to it than not doing it at all, not being connected to it. How can you live without it? I'm sure most of you know the term of the Meir Shloicha, in Bechuk Koisa Tilechu. And again, just in a nutshell, like Boim always comes out between Emma Ba'a and Bechuk Koisa. What's Bechuk Koisa all about? And this is an unbelievable term of the Meir Shloicha, if you remember it. You know, the mitzvahs are very deep, very deep, very deep. But how do you know if this is really what God wanted? You know, I can do everything 100% right. It's 100% according to Chanoch, 100% according to everyone. But yet, God wanted more of me. God wanted so much more of me. So the Heilige Ishmael said, this is called Chukaisa. Is that awesome? This more. It's not you cannot understand in your head. It comes from the deepest, deepest carved in of your soul. You know, friends, you have good friends and you talk to them. And sometimes you can't even hurt their feelings if you don't feel it, because you're not close enough. So you're very, very close. On the level of Kukosai, I didn't say the right thing. I didn't do the right thing. So the Ignatius says to Mishloach, when do you reach this level? He says you can only reach this level if you never ever make fun of another person. Awesome. What does that have to do with it? You know what it is? You ever see another person? If I'm connected to this deepest depths of more, what do I know about another person? What do I know what they need? Or what do I know what they really say? What's the beginning of getting out of Egypt? That my children ask me Manishtana. Basically, it's a very stupid question, very simple. I'll tell you, learn Shchanoch, and I'll give you the answer. Why am I saying the whole Seder a long time? And at the end, I really don't answer the question. Because You know what they ask? The deepest depth of their heart. Deepest depth. You know, basically, every time we say something, are we only saying that one thing we're saying right now? Basically, we are saying everything we have uttered in our lives. Because everything is together, right? And when someone answers me back, what I'm hearing is not only what this person says, everything I ever heard in my whole life. So say tonight, I want to make it so good. I want to answer so good. Anyone want to bless you, everybody knows in Buch Kreuzer, Rashi says, in Boteura Atema Melem. Boteura Atema Melem. Mamish means learning with the deepest depth. Mamish breaking my bones over every word. Breaking every ounce of energy in my head. Anyway, Mamish, we should be privileged to learn the deepest, deepest depths. We should be privileged really to be in touch with this. When you talk to another person, what do we know, Gaval, what do we know? And you know, when you reach that depth, then Tenechem Amish become deeper, 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 better, better, better. Because when you come to a standstill, what's Sfirosayim all about? That you have to be in a better place tomorrow. Yesterday was 21, today is 22. Again, I said, you know, I like 21 very much. I want to live a whole year on 21. Can't. I was learning with my chaver in New York. You know what it is? Sfiras Oyma is awesome. When you lose one day, you can't make a broch anymore. There's only one way to do it. You have to stand next to someone who's making a broch, saying it with you. And this is Achnanoga Kuvat Zebuze. Because you know what Sfiras Oyma is all about? The deepest friendship. I can bring you back where you lost it. And you never know. Who's the one who'll bring you back? You'll never know which is the day when you forget to count the Omer. You'll never know which is your friend whose bracha will bring you back. So let's sing one more good song. Oh, no, Micha, okay, Yeshua first. Let's hear it.
I'm just so happy you're here in the same way. Just listening, keep going all
the way. Yeah, yeah. Sure you're the best. It's your week, it's Aaron Akoyan, come out.
I tell you from David Westbrook, he says today, like Sameach.
It's really good. Yachad Yerkoyan, you want to say something fast?
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Yachad, you're the best. You know, in Poland, Yachad was the biggest hit in the world. Television was only concentrating on Yachad, nothing else. Okay, Michal,
okay, first, just something we learned from the Tzar, from Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, is like in the Gemara, if people say a good Torah, right? So everyone says Gevalt. In the Tzar, you say a good Torah, so you have to kiss the person, right?
Yeah.
So first of all, I just want to kiss you first.
Thank you.
I had to keep myself back while you were talking because it wasn't. The other thing I was thinking was that, and maybe I don't know the story enough, but you know the whole story that Reb Shimon Bar Yochai and his son went into the cave for 12 years, and you know there was a be'er and there was a well, had food, and Eliyahu never came to town, and then they went out again, and the first time when they went out they saw Yidden. Like plowing the fields and everything, and they said, "What are they doing? Why aren't they learning?" And the whole field started to burn up, so they had to go back into the cave.
Can you make it a little bit louder? Everybody knows it's Yeshua and Emunah's anniversary. Mazel tov.
Mazel tov.
Mazel tov. Girls from Australia. You want to do a big mitzvah? Can you sit on the floor?
Let
the
woman
sit. Yeah, really? Okay. Okay, we gotta sing it. And also, my holy brother here got married. My Mazel tov. What's your holy bride's name?
Sharon Batello.
Yeah.
Grandma.
Yeah. What do you say, darling? She is the cutest girl in the world. Okay, let's go to A major.
Let's some more people. Let's some more people. Just come on this side, come on.